when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. Once again, my name is Pastor N.R. Davis. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. You can go and look us up also on the Facebook. We're over here on the west side of Manchester, preaching to you the Word of God. It is always a great privilege and honor to come before this radio microphone and share the Word of God with God's people. There is much going on within the world at this time period. We're dealing with so many issues, so many problems in the world, within the nation, within our cities, within our families, within our individual lives. And brothers and sisters, it is my endeavor to come to you on this radio broadcast today to bring you some words of hope, words that would inspire and encourage and strengthen each and every one of you that are listening today. We want to remind you that we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. It is such a privilege and honor to bring to you the Word of God today. We are going to be going to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and I'm going to bring a very short study and do a little teaching and preaching out of the Word of God today. We are living in perilous times. We are living in a day and an hour of uncertainty. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 24 is oftentimes made reference to many prophetic signs that were given by our Lord Jesus Christ that would show the signs of his coming. It was the disciples that came to him and said in Matthew chapter 24, "What should be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" There were specific signs that Jesus shared with his disciples that would indicate that we were living in the last days and in the time period in which Christ would be coming back to the earth. But he said, before I come, before the end of the world, there are some things that you can look upon that will be transpiring in the world that will give you an indication that not only is my coming soon, but also the end of the world. So brothers and sisters, today I want to bring to you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are living in troubled times. We are living in what the Bible describes as perilous times, not only physically with dealing with this virus, this COVID-19 that is spread throughout our nation and around the world. Many people have died. Many people have also recovered. The fact is that our news medias today only focus on the negative. There is a mentality in the world today to where it seems like they only want to promote that which is discouraging and that which brings forth no hope. I would tell you, brothers and sisters, this is a time period with all of the sickness, all of the disease, all of that's transpiring upon the face of this earth. We need to hear some good news during these troubled times. And that's what I want to share some thoughts to you today out of the book of Matthew, chapter 24, I'm going to share some thoughts on good news for troubled times. If you're just tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here in Manchester, New Hampshire. And if you'd like to find out more about our ministry, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. We are over here on the west side of Manchester at 188 Conant Street, preaching faithfully the Word of God. This is the only hope for our nation. The gospel is the only hope for America, for the world, and for all the nations of the world. For this gospel is what we need today. The very word gospel means good tidings or good news. And wouldn't we all agree today that if there's ever been a time period in which we needed to hear some good news, it's the day and hour that we're living. I mean, you cannot get away from all of the storylines up on our television and up on the mainstream media. It's all over in the newspapers, in the magazines, and even on the radio. Constantly, nothing but death, nothing but sickness, disease. And brothers and sisters, if you constantly just allow yourself to constantly listen to all of the evil reports, you will find yourself getting discouraged. Not only discouraged, but you'll begin to fight that spirit of fear. There is fear that is gripping the hearts of people right now. And this is simply just prophetically what our Lord Jesus Christ said would happen in these last days, is that men's hearts would fail them for fear of the things that they see coming up on the face of the earth. But I want to tell somebody, despite all the fear that our medias are promoting, I want to give you some good news out of the Word of God, that our God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of peace and power and love and of a sound mind. That is some good news for the troubled times that we're living in. If you'll go with me in the book of Matthew, we're going to look at some scriptures where the Bible declares to us his disciples came to him and asked him this question in verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." In verse 3, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no man deceive you by any means." I want to stop right there and point out that the very first thing that Jesus described that would be transpiring in our world, and many of you would agree with me, I believe many that are listening are probably Bible-believing Christians today. There may be a few of you that are just turning across the broadcast of the radio and looking for a station that something good to listen to, but most of you are believers today. But I come to share this gospel for not only the believer, but the unbeliever, that Jesus Christ gave us specific signs that would be transpiring and that we could look to before his coming. He said in verse 5 of Matthew chapter 24, the first thing you need to be careful of is in the last days, it's going to be a day of deception. A day of deception. Jesus said many would come in his name, that name of Christ, the name of the anointed one. He said they would come promoting Christ, but they would deceive many. And then in verse 6 of Matthew 24, he said, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled." He said, "For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation," verse 7, "and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." All these things are the beginning of sorrows, verse 8 of Matthew chapter 24. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Doesn't that sound familiar? Verse 11 of Matthew chapter 24, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." And in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 24, and I want to spend a few more moments on this broadcast. Verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Here we're hearing a description, and if you just tuned in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here on the west side of Manchester. If you'd like to look more into our ministry and find out more about us, you can go to theabidinglightchurch.com. Brothers and sisters, I want to bring you some good news for troubled times. Good news for troubled times. Jesus has given a description of all of the evil that shall befall on the face of this earth and shall be upon the face of this earth before his coming. He talks about there'll be a spirit of deception sweeping across the land. Lies, deception. You know, the Bible declares that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In this last day hour, there is deception all around us. Not only in the church world with many that are not genuine men and women of God, there are false people in the church that are using the gospel as a front to deceive the masses. But just because there are fakes within the church world doesn't mean there is not some genuine men and women of God. Remember, just because men make fool's gold doesn't mean there's not real genuine gold. Just because there's some people that try to pass off to you something that looks like a diamond called cubic zirconian, and if you just go by the looks of it, it's as beautiful as a diamond. But just because there's fakes, there still are real diamonds. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are some genuine people that are not in the ministry just for money, just to make a big name or big ministry. There are genuine ministries that God has in this nation and around the world, men and women of God faithfully preaching the gospel. But Jesus did warn us in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 4, "Take heed that no man deceive you." So in this hour, it is going to be an hour of deception. There were three questions asked by the disciples. When shall these signs be? The second question, what shall be the sign of your coming, Lord Jesus? And the third, and when will be the end of the world? So as he explained in verse 4, there would be great deception. There would be men that would deceive, which is to mean to cause, to lead astray, to lead aside from the right way. And by any means, he said, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1, he says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand." And then he goes on to say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, "Let no man deceive you by any means." We need to understand that there is not only great deception, but great trouble in the land. Jesus said there would be wars, there would be rumors of wars in verse 6. He said, "But you hear of all the wars, all the rumors of wars." Now, we could look on a global scale of all the problems that are taking place within the Middle East, which has been going on for years. But what is different about our day and hour is that all of these things are happening simultaneously. Wars, rumors of wars, deception, not only in the church world with men coming in the name of Christ and deceiving many, but brothers and sisters, there is so much deception within our media. Our president, Donald Trump, has tagged many of the ones that put out lies and deception and lead people away from the truth and the facts, as the term that we use and hear often today is fake news, which is basically a nice way to tell them that you are lying and you are deceiving people. Now, it is nothing new to us to know that what sells today is evil. What is promoted today in our world, and if you turn on any form of news, whether it be television, radio, or newspaper, or social media is a big way that people get news media today, it is full of false, fake, deceptive news. And the fact is that if you're going to know the facts and the truth about something, can I tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible declares that, amen, the only thing that does not lie and cannot lie is God. That is good news today. Can I tell you where we need to turn to? Instead of turning to the CNNs and the news medias, the Fox News and all that. Now, I'm not putting any of those news medias down. I'm just telling you, you want some good news? You're going to have to get into the Bible. You're going to have to get into the Word of God. And the Word of God will give us good news for these troubled times. Now, listen, in the midst of good news, the fact is that sometimes we're going to have to listen and be told some bad news. Jesus told us in Matthew 24, there's going to be deception. In verse 6, he says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but don't be troubled. In verse 6 of Matthew chapter 24, he said, don't be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, he says, for nation is going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. I was reading where there was earthquakes up in Montana within the last few weeks, up in Idaho, and in many other places. And somebody would say, oh, well, Pastor Davis, this has been going on for years. But I want to tell you something. All of these things are going on simultaneously. And he says, in the midst of all of this, this is just the beginning of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 8. He says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, and my friends that are listening and tuning in today, if you've just tuned in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester, New Hampshire. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. And if you'd like to go to our website, you can go to theabidinglightchurch.com if you're interested to find out more about our ministry. But getting back here to the Word of God, he says all of these are the beginnings of sorrows. He says because now what's going to take place is many are going to turn on the believer, on the Christian. He says, not only is this the beginning of heartache and pain and sorrow, then shall, in verse 9 of Matthew 24, they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and shall you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. If there's ever been a day and an hour where people are so easily offended, it's this snowflake generation that we live in. Now, if some of you are offended by that, then that's just too bad. I'm just here to tell you today, we live in a day and an hour where people are so easily offended. And I'll tell you what they're offended by. They're offended by the facts. They're offended by the truth. They can't handle the truth of certain situations and manners. And you know what they surely can't handle is the truth about themselves. This is where we are at today. We are living in the last days, and I'm here to tell you, Jesus is coming back. And I'll tell you, when he comes, he is going to set things in order. But brothers and sisters, I want to encourage someone with some good news today. In the midst of all of the deception, in the midst of the wars, in the midst of all of this, and the fact is that you've got to agree with me. This is all coming to a climax. There is something going on in the realm of the spirit in this nation and around this world. This COVID-19, this sickness, this pestilence, this famine, whatever you want to call it, I believe God has allowed it to get the attention of people upon the face of this earth that we are living in the day and in the hour where Jesus Christ is coming back. We are living in Matthew chapter 24, just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, many of you may not agree with that, but I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter if you don't agree with me. I'm here to tell you that this is what the Word of God said would be taking place on the face of this earth just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to understand that in the midst of all of the deception, the wars, the rumors of wars, kingdom rising against kingdom, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, all of this in verse 8 of Matthew 24 is the beginning of sorrows. Now somebody would say, I thought you were going to come and bring us good news, Pastor Davis. Matthew 24 in these first 14 verses that you've shared with us is nothing but sorrow, nothing but bad news. I mean, this is not a forecast to encourage you. This is not something that we wanted to hear. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, give me a moment to finish this message today, that there is good news for the troubled times that we are living. And I want to encourage somebody today, whether you've lost your job and you're struggling financially, whether you've lost a family member to this sickness, this COVID-19, maybe you have this virus yourself. Maybe you're going through some tough times in your family. Maybe you are just on overload and you've lost your job. You don't know how you're going to make ends meet and pay your bills. Maybe you've lost your home and they've repossessed your car. You've got children that are far from God and not serving the Lord. And maybe you've gone through a divorce. I don't know what trouble has befallen and come to your life, but I want to encourage you to let you know Jesus said that all of these times in Matthew 24 would be the beginning of sorrow. But then he said, not only in the midst of all of this trouble, but he said in verse 14, this gospel, this good news, the gospel means good tidings and good news, of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. I want to tell somebody today that good news is that Jesus Christ is coming. And God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, and that whomsoever would believe in him would not have to perish in their sin, but they could have everlasting life. This is good news today. Can I tell you, the Word of God does not change. It's for every generation. And out of every generation, God's Word declares good news, that whomsoever will, let him come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Oh, glory be to God. He said, I will take your troubles. I will take your heartache, your pain, and all that you're going through, and I'll help you bear that load that you're carrying. I want to tell somebody today, you're not alone in your trouble. You aren't alone in your misery. You're not going through this valley of temptation and struggle and fear. Listen to me. Fear is gripping the hearts of so many. People are afraid to go outside. People are afraid to even go into the store to buy stuff. And I understand we got to be wise and we got to be careful. And this virus is very contagious. But can I tell you some good news? Can I tell you some good news in the midst of all this bad news that you're hearing from the media and it's broadcasting daily into our ears? One of the best things you can do is shut it all off, grab your Bible, because can I tell you, this good news is for every generation. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Glory be to God. This is good news to know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change. In the midst of a world that is falling apart, with uncertainty, with fear, and our government's trying to pump all types of money to stimulate the economy, to keep things going. Our government is shut down. Our cities are shut down. People are getting furloughed and laid off. Listen, we are living in unstable times. People are not sure of what the future holds, but I want to give somebody some good news today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can put our trust in Him to know that He holds our future in the palm of His hand. This is good news for the troubled times that we are living. And as I begin to bring this to a close, I want to let all of you know this is Pastor N.R. Davis. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church on the west side of Manchester. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to it at theabidinglightchurch.com. We would be so delighted to hear from you. We would be so encouraged to know that those of you that have listened today have been encouraged by the Word of God. Once again, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. And once again, I want to just let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved His love to him when He sent His only Son. Then He came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.